Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports Live every Saturday morning from the My 1027 WMYW studios. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you oh so much for choosing to spend a piece of your morning with me talking some Paulding County athletics. And what a busy week it was. I know last week we didn't get to talk some wrestling, so we're going to do that today. We'll have the head wrestling coach for the Paulding Panthers on the show, and that is Elias Jimenez. He's been on the show a few times over the past few years. Awesome guest, really good conversation coming up as we break down all things Paulding wrestling here this morning on My Sports. And of course, we're in full swing on the hardwood, both with the girls and the guys. We have a full week of basketball to break down. And of course, it's all counting down to a doubleheader this week, much like last week at the Jungle. This time, it's a doubleheader at the range with the Antwerp Archer boys playing a little bit later tonight, and then the girls tipping off varsity about one. So I have to get out of here in just a little bit, head on over to the range for another full day of basketball on MySports.live. The Archer boys, they welcome in Continental with a showdown with the PCL, and then the girls, they welcome in Parkway. Of course, like I said, the girls, varsity about 1 o'clock, JV tipping off about noon at the range, and then varsity following the JV boys game tonight at 6 o'clock. So expect tip around 7, 6:50 for our Yodel pregame show on MySports.live. And of course, myself and Scoop have you covered for a full day of basketball. There's also another game you can catch on the MySports.live airwaves, Wayne Trace boys. They're at home at the Palace tonight, so if you're a Wayne Trace fan, of course, you can catch that one live on MySports.live if you're not out at the game. But again, full slate of games going on at the range today. Archer girls and guys both looking to improve on the young season. Well, like I mentioned, we have to chat some wrestling. Haven't got to do a ton of that this year. We're a few weeks into the season, so I'm really looking forward to the conversation with the head varsity coach, Elias Jimenez, coming up here shortly from the Paulding Panthers. So we'll have your girls' scores, we'll have your guys' scores, we'll take a look at next week, we'll take a look at what you can watch on the MySports.live airwaves. Of course, we will have the head coach, Elias Jimenez, of the Paulding Wrestling Program coming up next. And then, of course, we'll end this one with some thank yous and some things you can watch out for coming up next week. Oh, we're counting our way down to a full day basketball at the range, and we're counting our way down to Christmas. Man, about 2 weeks until Christmas. I hope the holiday season has been awesome for everybody out here in Paulding County. It's been good for me so far. Really good Thanksgiving. Looking forward to taking some time off to get back home for Christmas. And then, of course, on the college football side of things, short break for me as the University of Toledo, they play December 26th at Ford Field. That is the game above bowl against the Pitt Panthers. So if you are a Rocket fan, Rocket alum, get on out to Ford Field and check out the Rockets one more time. And if you're a BGSU fan, of course, those Falcons, they are at the 67 Ventures Bowl in Alabama. That one a little bit later on in the day on the 26th. Still on the 26th, about a 9 p.m. kick. So plenty of time to catch your games on MySports.live, your reruns for the holiday break. Take a look at all of them. And of course, that's a look at some of the college football coming up in the area right now. It's time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we're chatting wrestling, and we're doing so with the head wrestling coach for the Paulding Panthers, Elias Jimenez. That conversation and so much more coming up next, whoever you are. And whoever you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And we get it all started right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
My Sports continues, and it's time, like I mentioned, for our guest today. A guest who's been on the show a few times. He is the head wrestling coach for the Paulding Panthers wrestling program, and he is Elias Jimenez. Coach, appreciate you taking some time today, man. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we were talking a little bit, Coach. Wrestling, one of those sports, have to wait till some of your football players get fully healthy to get them into wrestling shape, but a few matches under the belt here early in the season. How is everything shaping up?
It's going good, really good. As far as being in wrestling shape, which I tell everybody all the time, it's a different type of shape compared to any other sport. You know, once the football players were in there for a week or two, they started getting their wrestling legs back and getting that endurance up to where it needs to be for that time. Obviously, they still have a little ways to go because it's such a hard sport. But yeah, we're getting there.
Well, a few matches completed so far. I know still very early in the season, but I also know you guys performed pretty well at the Hicksville Invite. What have you liked from the squad so far?
You know, we have some experience and we have some kids that aren't experienced. So, you know, you see some good spots all around as far as certain techniques and the basics and stuff like that. The issue is we are a young team. We have a lot of freshmen, sophomores. And then the upperclassmen that we have, we don't have the experience. But the good thing is that they're all working hard, willing to work, trying to get that mindset of pushing yourself through the grind no matter what pain you're in.
Now, comparatively to other sports, is it harder for someone who hasn't wrestled their entire life to start picking this sport up as a junior or sophomore in high school?
It is. We have one of our juniors. This is his second year. We have two seniors. One's hurt right now. One has never wrestled, and one has 1 year of experience. We have a freshman that has never wrestled before that is wrestling for us. It is really, really hard because even if you're in great shape, and if you're a strong kid, that doesn't mean anything if you don't know technique. You could have a wrestler that may be stronger than somebody else, but if you have a wrestler that's been wrestling for years that knows the technique, knows how to use his weight, knows how to use his opponent's weight, knows how to use angles, it makes such a huge difference.
Now, the sport in general really seems to have increased in popularity across Northwest Ohio and across the entire country over the last few years. I know a lot of schools even starting girls wrestling programs that are becoming very popular. What have you seen on the coaching side of things?
It's funny because in the 80s, it was a very popular sport,
even
I'm going to say mid-90s, late 90s. And then it died off again. And I think what you're seeing is the parents, male or female, that wrestled back then, they're starting to bring everything back again where it's starting to get popular again. You still have certain sports that are more popular because I'm going to be honest with you, wrestling is a grind. It's hard. And it takes a different person to want to put themselves through that. So it isn't necessarily popular because of that amongst the kids. But overall, it is growing again. The parents that love the sport when they're younger, they're putting their kids in it. I mean, we're seeing a big explosion with the girls as well. More girls are wrestling right now. We only have one varsity girl. She's got some experience. She's a really good wrestler. And right now we have three junior high girls that are wrestling. That next year they'll be high school wrestlers. So you're starting to see growth in the female side of the sport as well.
And to speak to that a little bit, Coach, my journey in the broadcasting industry has brought me around a ton of college football, whether it's Division III, Division II, Division I. But one common theme when these coaches are looking for Division I players is the fact that they love wrestlers. They love offensive and defensive linemen who were wrestlers in high school because a ton of those same traits transfer over to the football field. Do you see that as well?
I agree 100%. It's funny because Jim Mezzi, the Panther coach here at Paulding, the varsity coach, we have a really good relationship, and he pushes a lot of his linemen to come to wrestle because it helps with your hips, being fluid, being explosive. Wrestling just teaches stuff that no other sport can, and it really helps. I even use it to for the softball girls. Specifically catchers, trying to talk female catchers to
That's
come out for wrestling.
Point.
And I tell them, look, if you want to be an outstanding catcher, come out for wrestling because you're going to be fluid, moving side to side. Since you're squatting all the time, it's going to help you be explosive getting up. It's going to help strengthen muscles in your legs that you don't normally use, that you're going to use for catching. So I try to use that as a selling point. But definitely, the one thing about wrestling is that's the sport that if you participate in, it will get you ready for any sport.
All right, let's talk about the squad this year. I know you bring some experience back, but again, like you mentioned, pretty young team. Who has been the leaders so far early in the season for you?
Well, in Miguel Martinez is he's a good leader. This is his second year wrestling. Now, overall, you know, he's still learning the sport, but he is a good leader. You know, I have other leaders on the team, Matt Bale, who's a senior, and, you know, because of age-wise, obviously, he's a leader. You know, to be honest, I look a lot to my sophomore class. I got Thor Etter, who the kid is just a great wrestler, hard worker. Sometimes I get caught up watching him and forget that I'm supposed to be coaching him because he's just fun to watch. I got Landon Dasher, another sophomore, another kid that's been wrestling for some years that's really working hard. And Nico Marino, my little guy, he's my 106-pounder. Mm-hmm. But he's a little beast. He's doing well. Because of the fact that most of the kids don't have that wrestling experience, I do lean on that sophomore class to help us out because it is different. I mean, you can come in there, you know, being a senior, but if you're clueless as to what wrestling is about, it does make it hard.
Well, I remember when we talked last year too, and you said how happy you were with the progression of some of the guys, even in middle school, kind of working their way up. So over the next few years, I think, you know, you as a coach, you're going to be able to see that pay off, and that has to be pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, it really does. You know, the biggest thing with our Biddy program is getting numbers out right now. You know, we have good numbers in the younger grades. We don't have as many of the boys out for, like, you know, fifth, sixth grade. You know, on the other side of that, we have some girls coming out, so it's going to be good because our Biddy coaches are working hard with both boys and girls to get them ready for that high school level. Just got done Monday against a good Archibald team, good Harrisville team. Yeah. We didn't do as good as I thought they were going to do. A little flat, but, you know, we got some good learning points, and we'll learn from it and move on. We've got Edgerton duels coming up on the 21st. That's going to be a dual tournament. And then we have the Big Bad Border Wars and Defiance coming up, and that's going to be the end of the weekend there on the 27th, 28th of December.
Awesome. Well, hey, Coach, as always, I really appreciate the time today. And like I said, I knew you were excited about this program over the past few years and some of the numbers you were getting at the lower level. So I'm excited to see this, how the season all plays out for you. Real quick, what's your conference outlook for this year?
You know, we've got some good wrestlers in all of Northwest Ohio in our conference. You know, you have some teams that may not have a full roster, but some of the kids that they have are just little bulldozers, you know, really good wrestlers, really, really well coached. You've got some great coaches in the GMC that I love to get a hold of when I have questions, and they're always great to work with. You know, we just wrestled Harrisville. They have a good team. They have more numbers out this year, which is always good. Some of the other teams may not have the numbers out, but that doesn't mean they don't have a good program. They do. And then obviously you have Tenora, powerhouse, like always, that, you know, that if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And last year they were the best. So
that's who
we have to beat. That's it. That's it.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks again, Coach. I really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to following the squad this season.
Thank you, sir.
And a big thanks to our guest today, the head wrestling coach for Paulding High School, Elias Jimenez. And a quick look at the Paulding schedule before we head to break. Let's take a look real fast. The next time these Panthers, they are in action. It is Saturday, December 21st at 9 a.m. That is the Edgerton invite. And then, of course, we heard Coach talk about it, the Defiance Border Wars, one they look forward to every single year. That's coming up next weekend. The weekend after the 21st, I should say, Friday, December 27th, and then December 28th. 10 o'clock and 9:30, your starts there. And then we move into the new year, Saturday, January 4th. It's the Spartan Invitational and then the Crestview Duels. A quick look ahead on January 11th for the Paulding Wrestling Program. Once again, a huge thank you to our guest, Elias Jimenez. He's been on the show a few times, and he's been great with insight every single time we've had him on. So once again, thank you, Head Coach Elias Jimenez, for taking some time this morning to join me here on My Sports. All right, it's time for a break. We're chatting wrestling, but we're going to pack that away, and we're going to talk some high school hoops. Girls and boys, a busy week on the hardwood. We'll break it all down next. We're back after this. You're listening to My Sports right here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
Moving right along with another edition of My Sports here on My 102.7. Pete Seymour back with you. We just wrapped up our conversation with the head wrestling coach, talking wrestling with the head coach for the Paulding Panthers, Elias Jimenez. Once again, coach, thank you so much for the insight, breaking down the team a little bit, and excited to see how your Panthers progress through this young season so far. So busy week on the hardwood as we turn our attention to girls' hoops right now. We'll talk about the guys with a full slate of games from last night going on. But the girls, like I mentioned, they have a busy day today. A lot of the teams in the area had a few days off. It is Wayne Trace. They are at Crestview a little bit later today. For Paulding and the Lady Panthers, they're coming off a win against Tenora, still undefeated on the year, taking on Montpelier. That's at Montpelier a little bit later today, tipping off probably around 1 or so. And for the Antwerp Archers, like I mentioned, girls and boys doubleheader action coming at you from the range. They take on Parkway. Boys take on Continental tonight after that. Your tip about 12:50, oh, maybe 1 o'clock on MySports.live for Antwerp versus Parkway girls. And then, of course, the guys, Yodel pregame show, tipping off around 6:50. Again, all counting our way down to a doubleheader and our True Vine tip-off on MySports.live. Well, the Antwerp girls coming off the tough 37-66 loss to Miller City. But before that, they rattled off three straight wins, 55-38, 44-28, and then 45-32 against Eden, Stryker, and Holgate. So they're looking to get back on track tonight. No conference games yet for the Antwerp girls basketball program. They open against Tenora a little bit later on in the month. Actually, that is the first week of January, Thursday, January 2nd, first conference game for the Antwerp girls basketball team. So let's take a look while we have a minute about the scoreboard from this past week. A few games going on. Like I said, some county teams had a little bit of time off this past week. So let's take a look at what happened early in the week. And we'll start by talking about the Wayne Trace Raiders girls basketball team against Lima Senior. It was a tough one against a very good Lima Senior squad. 53-47 the final. Score by quarter, Lima Senior 14 in the first, 13 in the second. They held a 27-24 lead at the break. Wayne Trace defense, good in the third quarter. They outscored Lima Senior by 3, 12-9, and then 17-11. The Spartans pull away by 6 in the fourth quarter. Well, the stat sheet looks like this for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Leading the way, been phenomenal all year. Lexi Moore, she had 15 behind her. Harper Myers, she had 9, both with 7. Tiana Sin and Kathleen Stoller, and then Kareen Winans, she had 6. Caroline Winans also with a bucket, and Amber Stoller chipping in a point. Once again, your final from this past week, Lima Senior 53, Wayne Trace 47. One other game I want to break down, again happening earlier in the week, it was Miller City ladies over Antwerp, 66-37, your final. But let's talk about the play of Caroline Roars. She has been phenomenal. Excited to see her play in person today. 22 big points. Another 20-digit basketball game for Caroline Roars. She had 22 of the 37. Rayleigh Franklin, she also chipped in 5. Maddie Peters, she also had 5. Briley Bagley with 3. And Mara Filippo with a bucket for the Antwerp Archers. But a little too much offense from Miller City. Elizabeth Eford, 16 points, and they had a really spread out effort. Lou Michael, she had 6. Haley Warnemont, she had 11. Andrea Fowl had 6. And Anna Schnipke, she also had 4. Tegan Barlage chipping in a bucket. Big win for Miller City over Antwerp. But again, those Archers look to respond just in a little bit here at the range, taking on Continental. So big one coming up for the Antwerp Lady Archers. And if you can't get out to the game, of course, you can catch it on MySports.live. So real quick, let's take a look at the Green Meadows Conference standings. Again, Paulding and Tenora ladies are the only two schools that have played a conference game. Of course, they played each other, with Paulding getting the victory. And of course, these standings will change after the games today. For the Paulding girls, they take on Montpelier today. That one tipping, oh, probably around 1 o'clock. And those Panthers, they're on the road until after the new year. 3 games at home for the Paulding ladies against Lincoln View, Bryan, and Tenora. Then again, they hit the road today against Montpelier, then at Holgate on the 21st, and at Delphus Jefferson on the 30th, and then more conference action with the Wayne Trace Raiders at the Palace. Big showdown between the Paulding Panthers, January 2nd at Wayne Trace. For the Paulding boys, they have a bit of a break. They played last Saturday, and they're trying to break a three-game losing streak. After opening the season with a 75-23 win against Continental, three losses for the Paulding boys in a row. That is against Pettisville, Defiance, and Eden. They're taking on Bluffton again, not till Tuesday. So Tuesday, 6 p.m. JV start at home against Bluffton for the Paulding boys. Now the Antwerp Archers, I've talked about them all morning long. Doubleheader coming up a little bit later today. Again, that can be caught on mysports.live. Girls taking on Parkway, boys taking on Continental. Girls varsity about 1 o'clock, boys varsity starting about 7. Join us at 6:50 for our Yodel pregame show, all counting our way down, of course, to the Truvine tip-off. Let's check in on the Wayne Trace Raiders and the ladies. They are at Crestview with a showdown today again. JV tipping at about noon, 1 o'clock on the varsity start against the Crestview Knights. And then the Wayne Trace boys, they host Crestview tonight. That game, a part of our MySports.live slate of games to go along with the Antwerp Archers. So Wayne Trace boys in action against Crestview tonight. That is bound to be a good one. So if I were you, I think I'd flip between Antwerp and Wayne Trace, Antwerp and Wayne Trace. Start, of course, with us, with the Antwerp girls at home. And then, you know what, you can make the decision from there. Myself and Scoot Miller have the call for you, of course, for the Antwerp game, both of them. And then the former Wayne Trace Raider, Brady Stabler, will have the red, white, and blue with Dave Bowen again at home against Crestview. So full slate of games. After you get done listening to this show, oh, maybe go back on my102.7.org, listen to some of our guests to get you ready for the games tonight on mysports.live. We've had so many awesome basketball coaches on the show. We talked to the head wrestling coach for Paulding today, Elias Jimenez. But again, all of the conversations, they're archived on the my102.7.org website for on-demand listening access. All right. Well, that will wrap up our girls basketball segment from this past week. I know I threw a little bit of guys in there, too. Not a ton of guys' games in the county happening an evening ago. We'll tell you about a few of them that were going on. And, of course, those Continental Pirates that Antwerp will see, they were in action last night, so we'll talk about that. We have a little bit of football I actually have to wrap up in the next segment, and then we'll chat a little bit of wrestling to go with boys' hoops, and then we'll get out of here and on to the range. Time for a break here on MySports. When we come back, we're chatting some boys' hoops and tying some loose ends together. My name's Pete Seymour, and MySports continues right here after this.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
We're back here on MySports. Just wrapped up talking some girls high school hoops. Again, plenty of big games coming on a little bit later today. Some in the county, some on MySports.live. A few schools traveling outside of the county. Best of luck to all in action this afternoon and this evening. Again, doubleheader action coming on at the range on MySports.live later on today. As I have mentioned, Archers in action against Parkway and Continental. Guys tipping off, about 6:50, 7 o'clock. Girls in action, varsity starting, around 1. Again, Yodel pregame show will be on about 10 minutes before that. And myself and Scoot Miller have you covered with all the action. So, big slate of games from the boys' side of things from last night. Some playing back-to-back from last night and tonight. Let's take a look at the scoreboard on the hardwood from one evening ago. Well, again, most of the Paulding schools, they're in action today, but one we needed to keep an eye on, a few teams in the Green Meadows Conference playing, so we'll give them a shout-out. Edgerton, 58-41, defeating Wauseon. It was the Fairview Apaches taking down the Continental Pirates, who Antwerp will see a little bit later on today. Your final in that one, 46-38. Continental still looking for their first win of the season, but head coach Doug Billman and his Antwerp Archers looking to get off of a two-game losing streak. Lost two tough ones back on Tuesday. It was 58-41 against Autoville, and then losing to Fort Jennings by 10, 59-49. Their lone win so far on the season coming against Holgate 54-33, and then they lost to Kaleida to open the season. So again, Doug Billman's squad looking for victory number 2 tonight against Continental, who is still winless on the season. Let's take a look at the Wayne Trace Raiders. Their schedule coming up here, what it looks like for the red, white, and blue. I mentioned they are taking on Crestview a little bit later today. They've had some time off. Their last game, it was last Saturday. It was a victory against Van Wert, 47-39. Wayne Trace coming into this one. They are 3-1, opening the season with a 63-54 win against Lincolnview. Then back-to-back wins they put together, taking down Parkway, 63-51. 2-0 the Raiders after two games. Their lone loss on the year, well, it was a close one against a good Bryan team, 49-53. That was back on December 6th, and then they rebounded nicely, taking down Van Wert, 47-39. 1 week rest for the Red, White, and Blue as they take on Crestview today on MySports.live. Tip-off about 7 o'clock for your varsity. And for the Paulding boys, they have a bit longer of a break than Wayne Trace even did. For Paulding, their last game, it was a loss against Pettisville. That was last Saturday. Well, Paulding boys, I mentioned it last segment, they don't play again until Tuesday against Bluffton. That is at home. Their last game, again, a 33-44 loss against Pettisville. Paulding 1-3 on the season. Their lone win coming against these Continental Pirates that the Archers will see a little later today. Three losses in a row, so they are looking to get off the schneid. Lost to a really tough Defiance team and at Eden as well. All right, so plenty of big hoops games coming up today. That is going to wrap up our high school hoop segment, but as I mentioned, I have a few loose ends I have to tie up, starting with some football. The All-Ohio teams were announced, and well, there were some Paulding County names on that list. Congratulations to two honorable mention All-Ohio Paulding County members, Blake Roanhouse at wide receiver and Jack Woods, the linebacker from Paulding. Also making first team from the Green Meadows Conference, William Zedike, quarterback for Fairview, Logan Olinger, wide receiver from Fairview. Wow, what a dangerous duo they were. Grant Smith, defensive lineman from Patrick Henry, and Lincoln Krager, also a defensive back from Patrick Henry. On the second team alone is Alex Holmeyer from Tenora, and accompanying Blake Roanhouse and Jack Woods, Adrian Delgado from Patrick Henry, Jacob Bishop, the kicker from Tenora, Hunter Bosselman, the defensive lineman from Tenora, Akavian Kreider, linebacker from Patrick Henry, and Alex Shoblin, linebacker from Tenora. Once again, not just all conference, not just all district, this is all Ohio football honorees. Congratulations to Jack and congratulations to Blake on making the honorable mention list. That is an extraordinary accomplishment. So that pretty much puts a lid on our football season. What a season it was on the gridiron. I had so much fun coming out and calling a lot of games this year for MySports.live. Ton of talent in the GMC. It's fun to see Paulding. It was fun to see Edgerton. It's fun to see the Antwerp Archers persevere their way through a really tough season. Might be a little different if you ask them that, but I know their heads are up for next season, and Coach Hale will have the guys ready to go. And again, I'll see the boys' hoops team a little bit later on today. And the Raiders, well, they were very consistent throughout the year, started to find some of their offense, so I can't wait till next season. Have a great offseason, guys. Stay healthy in all the sports that you are in, and best of luck throughout the winter. Looking forward to fall, but not too much yet. One last thing I needed to talk about because I did not mention it during our wrestling segment earlier. I talked a little bit about it with Coach Jimenez from Paulding, but the Hicksville Invitational. Paulding, 190.5, a team score to lead the way. Again, the Hicksville Invite, a ton of teams involved in this one. 12 to my count. Hicksville was in second with a team score of 164. Tenora, 156.5. Fairview, 143. Antwerp, 120. Wayne Trace, 104. Parkway, 101. Montpelier, 94.5. Elmwood, 61. Napoleon, 52. Edgerton, 40. And Camden, 12. Once again, the Paulding Panthers, 190.5 to lead the way at the Hicksville Invitational. So there's a look at some of the high school basketball scores from the boys' side of things on the hardwood from this past week. Tied a few loose ends together with some All-Ohio honorable mention nominees from Paulding County and the Paulding Panthers. Once again, congrats Jack Woods and Blake Roanhouse. And then, of course, we wrapped up our wrestling with the Hicksville Invitational, which means it's time for a break. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up like we do each and every week, with some thank yous and then our My Sports slate of games. We're in the thick of it, folks. Hope you're ready for high school hoops. We have plenty coming at you for the rest of the season. Time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we'll tell you about it all as My Sports continues right here on My 102.7 FM.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh. Your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
My Sports continues, and we're wrapping this one up like we do every single week. A few different ways. Number one is by our My Sports slate of games. So let me take you through it, what you can catch on the MySports.live airwaves coming up this past week. There's a ton you can catch on demand. Every game that was aired on MySports.live archived for on-demand access. Well, starts a little bit later today, like I've mentioned a few times. Myself and Scoot Miller at the range. Antwerp girls take on Parkway. Antwerp boys take on Continental. For the Wayne Trace boys, they're at home again later on tonight on MySports.live. If you can't get out to the game, Brady Stabler and Dave Bowen will have you covered there. Antwerp and North Central, that's girls on Tuesday, December 17th. Full slate of games, all three. Garrett Mansfield and Scoot Miller have that one. Brady and Dave Bowen will have the boys game on Tuesday. That is Paulding against Bluffton. And then the girls, Wayne Trace Raiders, they will take on Van Wert with Ben Winans and Kale Winans on the call for you there. And then next Saturday, that would be the 21st, it will be the Delphus Jefferson boys visiting the Rage to take on the Antwerp Archers again Saturday, December 21st. Ben Winans and Kale Winans first with the Wayne Trace girls against Ottoville that day. And then the Antwerp boys, they are home to take on Delphus Jefferson. And Corbin Vance will be your play-by-play man there. A few other games yet to be announced, so I'll keep you posted on any of those. But again, if you missed any of the action, you can catch it all on demand on the MySports.live website. It's been a fun season so far from the girls' side and from the guys' side, and I'm so excited to get it going again today with the Antwerp Archers ladies and guys coming up here just in a little bit. Well, it's time for some thank yous now like we do each and every week, because without our sponsors, I would not be here doing this. So thank you so much each and every week. And those are the Athletic Boosters of Paulding, Antwerp, and Wayne Trace, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, Schweller Electric, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, thank you so much for trusting me to tell the stories of your high school athletes here in Paulding County. All right, well, that's a look at some of the games coming up for next week. That's a look back at what we just had on the schedule. We talked some wrestling today with our guest, the head coach of the Paulding Wrestling Program, Elias Jimenez. Coach, once again, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you being a constant guest here on My Sports each and every year. Really do appreciate the insight into the Paulding Wrestling Program. Well, that will do it for me. I've got to get out of here. It's doubleheader action at the range as the Archers take on Parkway and, of course, Continental coming up in a little bit. Whoever you are and however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. Have a great week, Paulding County, and I'll talk to you here in just a little bit on the MySports.live airwaves. I hope you'll join us for a full day of basketball from the range. Have a great week, and take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.